The regionals get cranked up on Friday. And, Blake, we talked about it prior to the SEC tournament. LSU did not need the SEC tournament for anything, right? They're going to host, and if they keep winning, they're going to host all the way to Omaha. But is there a momentum concern? Regardless of whether they needed it or not, Blake, is there a concern about the performance of this team?
No question. Bill, I'm ready for this team. Now, there's two parts of this.
Hey, Blake, can you speak closer to the phone? I'm not hearing you well.
Yeah, Bill, can you hear me better now?
I got you. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So there's two things with this. Number one, when is this team going to play at a complete game? They have not done that. As good as they have been, Bill, they have not been complete. Now, what you saw in Hoover, and really before that, the bullpen has started to get better along with schemes. But, Bill, you can't go 3 of 37 with runners in scoring position. The problem with that is if your other teams in this regional, are you going to hold down LSU's bats that long? I don't think that you can. Now, Bill, they did get a favorable regional, in my opinion. Not easy, but favorable. So let's see if they can start building that momentum back. But they have struggled a little bit down the stretch. No doubt about that.
Do they start Paul Skeens in the first game? Because it's important to start off 1-0.
not against Tulane, they're not. Bill, Tulane's 19-40 on the year. Now, let me say this now. Everybody who doesn't watch Tulane baseball, which I have a relative that's on that team right now, okay, they were really injured, Bill, to start the season. They started getting dudes back 2 weeks ago, like front-end starters. Well, Bill, once Tulane, who is still a pretty good baseball program historically, they started winning. So they're not a slouch, but, Bill, they're still 19-40, right? That would be like Vanderbilt going into a football power conference in a tournament, finding a way to win it and coming in here. But that's not – they're not – they don't have enough. Now, they can hit, but they don't have enough. Sam Houston State is really the team, Bill, in this regional that you got to keep your eyes out on the most because they can outright smash. They have multiple dudes that hit above 400, and they can really hit. So those are the teams. That's the team that I'm watching out for the most, not so much Oregon State.
What is the plan with Skeens?
He will go Saturday, Bill. He will go Saturday. I cannot foresee Jay Johnson going with Skeens any other day but Saturday, unless Sam Houston State upsets Oregon State. Maybe you put Ty Floyd in there on Saturday, and then you go Paul Skeens on Sunday if you were to win it. But I cannot foresee, Bill, him going any time before Saturday. And I'm starting with some things that I'm hearing. With Oregon State, I would not be surprised, Bill, if Paul Skeens closes it out. Because one thing that we do know, Bill, I got to give Ty Floyd some credit here. Hitters are hitting below 200 on him. About a month and a half ago, Bill, they were almost hitting 300. You got to give credit where credit's due. The last back half of this season, even into the SEC tournament, Ty Floyd has been lights out, completely lights out, and you got to give him that credit. And so he's still 7-0 on the year. His ERA has dropped well below where it was a season ago, and he's been really good into SEC play.
What's the story, if there is a story, and again, I'm not down there every day, on Tommy Tanks. Is he ready to go?
Let me just put it like this. He's going to be fine. He's going to play. But, Bill, when you have superstars, sometimes they beat to their own drum, and they don't care what you think about it. Tommy Tanks ain't no different. He's going to be fine. He's ready to go.
Was that...
you know, Bill, don't make me step in nothing now. Don't make me step in nothing. The day that I got to talk to Jay Johnson now, don't make me step in nothing.
No, I'm not. But was that a little come to Jesus moment, him not playing in that last game?
You know, Bill, there's a nursery rhyme that says B-I-N-G-O and Bingo was his name.
Yeah.
Correct. Come on, Bill. Come on. Hey, the man ain't hurt. The man ain't hurt. I mean, now, I will say this. They were on the road for, I think, what, 13 days? Or no, yeah. Not 10 days. So, the rest is not a lie. He needed some rest. But, you know, Tommy Tank's just going to let you know what he's thinking now. And sometimes it comes off in the wrong way. And what you going to say to him, Bill? The SEC's leader in RBIs. You ain't going to say none of that, dude.
All right, got some football questions. No, I know what you're saying. I got some football questions. Jim and Jupiter says, I asked Blake to talk about LSU's backfield. He said, we know about the quarterback. We know about the receivers. What's the running game going to be like?
Well, they got a lot of returning production there. I mean, Bill, even with John Emery exiting probably, we'll find out this week if he reports for fall camp or for summer camp or summer workouts, which I do not feel good about. But you add Logan Diggs, Josh Williams, and you have two running backs that are freshmen that are entering this that I think are really good. Bill, Caleb Jackson, and I hate to use this name, but it's just a really good comp for him because of the things that happen with this man off the field. But Caleb Jackson, the freshman running back that LSU got this past cycle in recruiting, is a lot like Darius Geis. Now, if you remember Darius Geis and how he ran and how tough he was, he's a faster Darius Geis. I would not be shocked in the slightest if we're at the end of all of this and Caleb Jackson, the true freshman, has taken over. He is that good. He is cut from that cloth of great Louisiana running backs. You remember Warwick Dunn. You remember Marshall Faulk. You remember, like, and I know that's high praise. Bill, he shattered all their records. Okay? That kid can play. And by the way, he ran a 10.36 100-meter dash. 10.36. Oh, Bill, he had just come back from week before he ran that. He was fully clear from ankle surgery. And he ran a 10.36. The kid is 215, 220 pounds. I saw him at LSU at practice about a month ago, and the kid is built like just a house. So I think running back-wise, they'll be fine.
Kevin in Dublin, Georgia, ask Blake if he's pulling for the Raging Cajuns coming out of the Miami Regional, number one. It's a two-parter.
Oh, well, number one, I would rather drink bleach. No. There's no way. No.
Number two, he said, what language do they speak in Lafayette?
Well, if you find that out, let us know, because we don't know. Well, there's a very big divide in the state, so let me give just a little quick history lesson. There's a divide in the state, so it's called TSAB, or going across the basin. People on one side of the basin, a.k.a. us, think that people across the basin in Lafayette are a little off sometimes. Bill, they dust their crawfish. Did you not hear about the great debate of 2023 about crawfish? These people dust their crawfish. And if you don't know what that means, they put the seasoning on the outside of the crawfish. You don't do that. You boil the crawfish and put your seasoning in there, and then it soaks it all in. Oh, man. Poor ULL.
Wow.
Bill, they've gone through three name changes in 30 years as a college. It sounds like they have an identity issue.
Clay here in town. His Vandy boys won the SEC tournament. He said, tell Blake that I talked to Scott Klein. For everybody, Scott Klein is a college baseball ump who lives here, lives in Brentwood. Very well known. He was at the SEC tournament working. And he said Klein told him no run rule in postseason. He said we talked about it last night on YouTube.
Yeah, and Bill, that was a question on our show last night, and then we looked it up, or our team looked it up, and for what it's worth now, the NCAA has it in there as a bylaw, right, for baseball, that there is a run rule. So then I was like, well, I don't know, but I'm glad that – I appreciate Clay for letting us know that, because I was unsure.
Question on the text line, do you think Vanderbilt, with their momentum, has a chance to win it all?
Oh, no question. They certainly have the potential to win it all. They have enough pieces to win it all. And, Bill, like always, Tim Corbin teams are built for the postseason, and you just saw it. Yeah, can they win it all? Yes. Now, they got a tough road to get there. Okay, they have one of the more tougher roads to get there, in my opinion. But can they do it? Yes. Corbin's teams are always built for postseason play. It would not shock me if they're in Omaha. It would not shock me if they won it.
Tell you what, in that Clemson regional, Clemson and Tennessee got screwed. I mean, something's got to give there, right? And Clemson's arguably the hottest team in baseball right now, but something's got to give there.
Look, here's a hot take for you. Are we sure that Tennessee's not coming out of that regional?
I don't know what to – they are so bipolar, Blake, I don't know what day we're talking about.
Well, that's true. but if you just look at it, okay, Bill, they lead the league in ERA. They lead the league in home runs. If they're hot, they can make a run here. Now, but you're right. They're too bipolar to figure it out.
I know I'm not betting them. I know that.
Well, you can bet all teams on Saturday, Bill, because I think that's a pretty good bet.
Blake, we'll see you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Go Tigers.
Blake Ruffino's fantastic. All right, Griff, we're going down to the sugary, sandy, white beaches of the Emerald Coast. Griff is down there. Omni Nashville Hotel.